This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outside if you have the chance. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF will establish a Haredi-manned suicide drone factory to counter the Hezbollah threat. This news came in earlier today. Also, according to JNS, the IDF says it has killed 350 terrorists in its Lebanon campaign. The military struck over 110 Hezbollah targets in recent weeks. Also this hour, The Times of Israel confirms that U.S. envoys have said Israel sent Iron Dome systems to the UAE. This was officially revealed at an Israeli Independence Day event in New York earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reports that the UAE secretly struck Iran's Lavan Island oil refinery during the war. This was reported from earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 reports that the IDF has eliminated over 350 Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. Ariel Oseran, a correspondent, noted that Hezbollah's leader urged Lebanon to abandon talks with Israel. He praised the group's use of drones against Israeli forces in a post from earlier today. Raylan Givens shared a Telegraph piece, questioning whether today is the day when Keir Starmer will step down. This was posted 30 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's new factory. Army Radio reports that this initiative targets the growing threat from Hezbollah's drone capabilities in southern Lebanon. This move comes after significant attacks by FPV drones against Israeli positions. The factory signals an intensified focus on counter-drone tactics to ensure national security. Turning to the Lebanon campaign, JNS highlights that the IDF's strikes on Hezbollah have been extensive, with over 110 targets hit. This demonstrates a robust military response to ongoing threats from the north. For the region, this could mean a temporary reduction in hostilities, bringing some relief to border communities. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel reveals that Israel has supplied the UAE with Iron Dome systems. Ambassador Mike Waltz confirmed this at an event celebrating Israel's Independence Day. The air defense system's deployment underscores growing military ties between Israel and the UAE. This cooperation could bolster regional defense against shared threats on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that despite tensions with Iran, Israel's resilience ranking has improved globally. This rise reflects investor confidence in Israel's economy amid geopolitical challenges. Separately, CTEC details how Israeli companies are leveraging global markets, with AI playing a crucial role. Yotam Segev, CEO of Sayera, emphasized that adversity drives innovation, citing a recent $9 billion valuation as proof. And finally, Globes notes that a court has delayed the Sdei Dov land lottery due to contamination issues. The postponement will last until August, impacting real estate developments in the area. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.